Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat says he has no intention of stepping down, but he also says he has not yet decided whether to seek re-election in January. In an interview with the Associated Press at his Ramallah compound today, Arafat said the decision on whether to run for the presidency of the Palestinian Authority is not up to him alone. Palestinians today also protested Israel's plans to put jailed Palestinian official Marwan Barghouti on trial. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. He joins us now to talk about these and other developments. Peter, first of all, the Arafat comments. What are people making of them?
Well, they're getting attention, Lynn, because they come at a time when Arafat's under tremendous pressure to step aside. Even some Palestinians say they wouldn't mind seeing him moving upstairs, taking a more ceremonial role, so to speak. But to say that others will be in on this decision is a far cry from saying he won't run. If this is a senior leadership decision, as he said, Arafat remains the dominant figure in that leadership. He also said he would never step down because of international pressure. To top it off, his public comments are frequently ambiguous, so I'd hesitate to read too much into this.
In the case of Marwan Barghouti, there's been some surprise that Israel wants to give him an open trial in civilian court. Can you give us a little more background on him and explain why this is so significant, this case?
Well, Marwan Barghouti describes himself as a political leader in the Fatah movement, which is Yasser Arafat's faction. Israel considers him the head of a militia responsible for a number of deadly attacks against Israelis. And now most of the trials of Palestinians in this conflict have occurred before closed military courts. Israelis believe this decision by the Attorney General to try Barghouti and four others in open court means the government's pretty confident that it can present evidence that they believe would link top Palestinian officials to terror attacks. Now, Barghouti's attorney and others have said Israel has no legal grounds to try him. The Israeli media today picked up on some reports coming out of Lebanon that Barghouti's name was on the list in a possible prisoner swap between Israel and the Hezbollah group. But the Israeli government today said, yes, those swap talks are progressing, but Barghouti's name is not on the list.
Another situation people are watching closely is Israel's decision to raid the offices of Sari Nusseibeh, a leading Palestinian moderate. The White House criticized Israel for that raid. What prompted it, and is Israel having any second thoughts?
This was a decision by Public Security Minister Uzi Landau. He ordered the raid on the offices at Al-Quds University, where Nusseibeh's the president, on the grounds that the office was being used to conduct Palestinian Authority business. That's not allowed under interim peace agreements. Nusseibeh has denied that, but the office was cleared of files and information. The White House calls it troubling, but Landau is defending his move. No second thoughts there. The general criticism, which is echoed also here among opposition lawmakers, is that Israel shouldn't be going after one of the top moderates in the Palestinian leadership at a time when the world's trying to get the Palestinians to replace Arafat with more moderate figures.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Lynn.
NPR's Peter Kenyon joined us from Jerusalem.